WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Rock 107 WIRX 742. Rock Hunter.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, you dumb slut?
God. Jeez, God. It's Monday. Relax.
He's into it, man.
He's into it, man. So coming up here in just about, let's say like 5 minutes.
A scotch?
Just a scotch.
I like scotch better.
All right, we'll go with scotch. That'll be the Plan B Morning Show version. Coming up here in just a scotch, like I said, about 5 minutes, we're going to play you our prank that we did on Benny.
So we were feeling goofy on Friday, and we were like, what should we do? What should we do on Monday?
Yeah.
Like, you know, let's prank Benny.
Now, here's the thing is I don't see Benny as much now. So for anyone who doesn't know, he got a job as a teacher's assistant in Waterville. Very happy for him. He's a big boy now. He's still got time to come in and do his show, obviously. But, you know, that's kind of his main thing.
Yep.
And we're like, all right, how can we mess with him at his new job or with his new job? What's something that we could do? And so we thought long and hard about a good prank. And with the help of our friend Rebecca.
Yep, yep. Nice lady.
Nice lady. Nice lady. Very good at pranking Benny.
Yeah,
which
she really sells awesome.
So we set up a prank. And I don't want to give it all away because you just got to hear it. Like I said, in about 5 minutes here, we're going to play it. So don't go anywhere. But we accused him of stealing things from the fridge in the teacher's lounge.
Right.
I don't even know if there is a fridge in the teacher's lounge, but we figure what the hell, this would be great.
So originally we were thinking, hey, maybe we should have her prank him saying that they went through his internet history and had to fire him. But then we were thinking, maybe that's a little too far.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we went with this, and it actually worked out beautifully.
It worked out beautifully. Here's a little snippet from the prank phone call that you're going to hear in just a little bit with Benny.
Oh, my God. No.
No?
No.
He just gets.
This is when he was starting to get worked up a little bit
up
after being accused. So stick around, coming up here in just a few minutes. Our prank on Benny. It is fantastic. It's going to make your day. And
oh, God, Benny.
Even though he's not here all the time, we still got to get him. I love it. We'll be back. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
The only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right. It's the moment you've all been waiting for.
Yes.
We pranked Benny on Friday.
Oh, Benny.
Long story short, Benny got a job as a TA at Waterville. Okay. We don't get to see Benny as much as we'd like to anymore.
Oh, yeah.
He used to come in the mornings. We could give him crap then. Very cathartic for me to make fun of him and kind of, you know, him be the whipping boy. So even though he's gone,
he still can't stay away.
He can't.
He can't get far away enough. That's
what you should say. So what we did was we decided, let's prank Benny. He's got this new job. We can use this to our advantage. So we did. And we basically accused him of stealing food from the teacher's fridge in the teacher's lounge. And with help from our friend Rebecca, she sold it perfectly. So I'll just let it play out. So here is our prank on Benny. And it's delightful. Enjoy.
Benjamin, are you there?
I am here.
Hi, Benjamin. This is Rebecca Gallagher, and I represent the Waterville School Board. I'm their attorney, and I'm reaching out to you because there appears to have been some missing or stolen food items from the teacher's lounge, and you are, unfortunately, the prime suspect. So
I'm the suspect?
Yes, yes. I understand that you started a teacher's assistant position there, and you are the prime suspect. And if you can own up to it or just, you know, acknowledge what you've done, we can take steps toward resolving it as opposed to denying it. Then we're going to need to move forward with legal action. So it's really in your court.
I'm just confused. I don't recall doing any of this.
We have missing liver sandwich. We have several bottles of Mrs. Johnson's breast milk missing.
What?
We've got gluten-free.
You said Mrs. Johnson's breast milk.
Yes, yes. She just had a baby and she needs to pump, you know, that it's missing.
Okay. All right. I did not take any lady's breast milk. I don't know why she would bring that to school in the first place. But I did not take anybody's breast
milk. Well, that's not something for you to judge, okay? That's not something for you to judge. She needs to do that, but it's missing, and you are the prime suspect. We also are missing some, like I said, the gluten-free bagels, the liverwurst sandwiches. There's also a shepherd's pie missing.
Rebecca, I'm sorry. You have the wrong guy. There is another Benjamin that works at the school. It's not
okay.
This is not me, though. This is not
me. Okay, no, you are Mr. Benjamin Washbow, are you not?
I am Benjamin Washbow. Yes, that is me.
Okay, Mr. Benjamin Washbow, this is a very serious matter, okay? You cannot just go into the teacher's fridge and take food items that do not belong to you. Do you know what we call that in the court of law?
What's that? We call that stealing.
It's stealing.
Yes,
it's stealing.
I get that, but I did not take Mrs. Johnson's breast milk. The rest of the stuff I didn't take either. But why are you breast milk? She brought breast milk and put it in the teacher's lounge.
Yes, she did. And there's also some preparation oak is missing from the refrigerator.
Preparation H was in the fridge too. What is Mrs. Johnson doing at the? What does she do? Why is she bringing this to the school?
The preparation H is not Mrs. Johnson's, and quite frankly, it's none of your business who it belongs to. Okay, it's missing, and you are the prime suspect. And quite frankly, I think we're going to need to move forward with legal action.
Rebecca, I'm sorry. You sound like a really nice lady, but you are wrong. It was not me. I have not stole anything from the school.
Actually, somebody, okay, saw you.
Someone saw you.
Yeah.
With the breast
milk. In fact, someone saw you adding Hershey chocolate syrup to Mrs. Johnson's breast milk.
What? Oh, my God.
No.
That was not.
Yeah.
That was not breast milk.
Yeah.
That was somebody else's milk in the fridge. That was not breast milk.
No, it was not. It was not. Okay? It was not. Mm-hmm.
God, it was not breast milk. I don't know why anybody would bring breast milk to the school. I promise you, it was regular milk.
I just explained to you why she needs to bring the breast milk to the school. And yes, it was breast milk. And you can deny that you drank it as chocolate milk, but you did, in fact, drink it. Okay?
I have proof. Chocolate milk?
Yes, we do keep Hershey syrup in the fridge, which you did take upon yourself to use, even though it doesn't belong to you, okay?
I thought maybe you were saying Mrs. Johnson had brown breast milk. I was very confused.
Are you being discriminatory right now?
Rebecca, I'm not, but I'm trying my best, all right?
I don't know. It's sounding like we might have another case on our hands.
Rebecca, you sound like a nice lady, but this is not the truth. I did not steal breast milk. I did not eat breast milk. I didn't take bagels for preparation, the hemorrhoid cream. I didn't take any of that, all right?
Gluten-free bagels, yes. And someone did see you, in fact, use the lactose-free cream cheese.
Rebecca?
The lactose-free cream cheese. Someone saw you put it on the gluten-free bagel. I have witnesses. I have witnesses, okay. Mr. Benjamin Lashbow.
Then they're wrong. Then they have got the wrong guy. You know, I blend in with the...
So three different witnesses are wrong. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am. This is not true. This is so outrageous, Rebecca.
Is it really?
This is, it really is. This does not make a lick of sense. Breast milk and preparation H. Why in the heck would I be taking breast milk and preparation H?
I don't know why you would take anything that doesn't belong to you, but you did, and we need to address it. And like I said, this is in your court now, and now you need to deal with
it. This is completely useless. You've wasted a tremendous amount of my time this morning. I'm trying to get ready to go to school. And I'm eating real cereal with real milk, by the way.
Right.
I've got to go, Rebecca. Thank you. Thank you for wasting my time. I appreciate it.
It's not a waste of time, and you will see.
Goodbye.
Justice will be
Rebecca.
Served.
Goodbye. Love you. Love you.
Oh!
Hello? Hello?
He hung up on us. That was beautiful.
Hello?
That was beautiful.
Oh, my God. That was fantastic. fantastic.
Rebecca, you're a pro.
You're a pro. That was awesome.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
That was perfect. You got him nice and riled up. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to hear this. So there you go.
That's pretty good.
Our epic prank on Benny. Made my day.
You could just tell, like, he went. He was there at school that day, just like, what,
God, what the hell? Who's ratting me out?
Right.
If you missed anything on this prank, go to WIRX.com. We got it posted up there, and it'll give you a good laugh.
Hey, you pass me some of that milk over there, old man?
Oh, why, sure. Would you like some Hershey's chocolate syrup to go along with it?
Absolutely.
Chocolate breast milk, the best.
Rock 107 double.